The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We have a champion in the studio.
Not a champion. Wait. A world champion.
Sorry, let me not sell that. A world champion.
Thank you.
Putti Motla is here and just crowned the very best Starbucks barista on the planet. Congratulations!
Thank you.
How are you, man?
I'm all good, thanks, and yourself?
Yeah, very good. The finals were in Milan.
Yes, they were in Milan, yeah.
That's like the home of coffee.
Yeah, it is. I think it's as well where the whole Starbucks thing was inspired. So it was in Milan.
How long have you been cooking up good cups?
I think it's since 2014.
Okay.
Okay, so good 8 years. So when you went to these championships, what did you think? Because it was 42 different markets, Starbucks markets that were competing. Yeah. What did you think of your chances to come out as number one?
Yeah. It was tough, because looking as well my competitors as well, like, you know, I need to give it all for me in order to win this.
Because Putti beat out someone called Fiona from the UAE, someone called Veronica from Italy. There's a whole bunch of people. Yeah. And take us through the competition, because there's like stages of it, right? So first you got to show the judges that, like, you know your coffee stuff. And then you've got to, do the latte art. Like, take us through the whole process.
Okay, so it was three categories. So the first one, it was a coffee tasting. So with the coffee tasting, you need to select a coffee bean of your choice.
Yeah.
That it links very well with your story. So my choice on that was a Kenya bean, which is the only coffee that we see now from Africa. So the reason behind that was because I was the only person from Africa representing Starbucks.
Yeah.
And then the other one, it was a latte art. So latte art, you need to pour the best latte art. You know, it needs to come out perfectly in a cup, you know. And then the other one, it's a signature drink. You need to come up with a drink that you believe customers will love. So, yeah, it was out of those three.
Tell me about your signature drink.
Yeah.
Because I looked at the rest of these. The guy from the UK did like an autumn apple and cinnamon vibe. People do like stuff they feel is local to them.
Yes.
What was yours?
So mine, it was a cold brew, completely cold brew with coconut milk and a white mocha.
Oh.
So it gives you the flavors of a coconut biscuit.
Sure, that sounds delicious. Putti, where did your love of coffee and creating art with coffee, where did that come from?
So it was when I started in 2014. So I first fell in love with latte art. And then when I came to Starbucks, now that's when I realized that there's more to coffee than latte art. You know, because at Starbucks, they give you more knowledge. Like every knowledge that you need in coffee, they give you that. And then I got even people who were training me, like they were so passionate about it. So that's why I guess I also grew passion in coffee.
I want to know, are you like incapable now of just drinking a cup of instant coffee? Are you done?
Because
I'll be honest, I drink a lot of coffee, right?
Yeah, you do, Rob.
But I've got my cousin who's one of those people who's got his macchiato pots and he only makes good coffee and he'll drink like one cup a day, but he'll take like time to make it properly. He's into it. Me, I'm just like, I want 19 cups and make them all instant and as fast as possible.
So there are coffee which are instant and are still good.
Okay.
But I guess at this point, I just enjoy the fresh bean one, you know?
I get it. That smell is one of my favorite things. You walk into a room that smells like coffee, it's just lacquer.
Putti, how do you practice?
That's a good question.
Like, where do you find the time, first of all, and how do you practice this art?
Just out your steaming milk on a Saturday night.
Drawing Mona Lisas and things. How do you practice and how often?
So with a latte art, the good thing is with each and every cup that comes, like the order in store, the customer's cup, is when now you practice. You know, it comes as easy as that. With the coffee tasting, the good thing with Starbucks is each and every, before every gathering we do, it's if there's a training, there's a meeting, we do a coffee tasting, you know, and then that's where we get used to that. But before, what I used to do is I used to travel to store and do a coffee tasting per store, you know, with my fellow colleagues.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. I'm interested to see because the entire setup is here.
Yes.
We're going to brew some coffee this afternoon. Roz, you don't do coffee, do you?
I don't drink coffee. I have a coffee allergy. People are like, how do you live? Christelle even just asked me now, where is the joy in your life? Thanks, Christelle. I have a job. I have a husband. I have kids. I'm good. But I don't drink coffee. But I will be watching everything. And I love seeing it happen.
Yum.
Like, I'm absolutely so, so excited to see what you can do, Puti.
Yeah. Puti is here. And we're going to cook up some proper cups of coffee. As someone who just ODs on it every day without paying too much attention, I actually can't wait for the chance to sit down and taste something that's actually good. So we'll share that with you and maybe get some tips on how the rest of us, you know, can just make a better cup.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.